make your end tax planning moves before it's too late. With the arrival of fall, it's an ideal time to begin implementing strategies that could reduce your tax burden for both this year and next. One of the first planning steps is to ascertain whether you'll take the standard deduction or itemized deductions for 2024. You may not itemize because of the high 2024 standard deduction amounts, $29,200 for joint filers, $14,600 for singles and married couples filing separately, and $21,900 for heads of household. Also, many itemized deductions have been reduced or suspended under current law. If you do itemize, you can deduct medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of adjusted gross income, AGI, state and local taxes up to $10,000, charitable contributions, and mortgage interest on a restricted amount of debt, but these deductions won't save taxes unless they're more than your standard deduction. The benefits of bunching. You may be able to work around these deduction restrictions by applying a bunching strategy to pull or push discretionary medical expenses and charitable contributions into the year where they'll do some tax good. For example, if you can itemize deductions for this year but not next, you may want to make 2 years' worth of charitable contributions this year. Here are some other ideas to consider. Postpone income until 2025 and accelerate deductions into 2024 if doing so enables you to claim larger tax breaks for 2024 that are phased out over various levels of AGI. These include deductible IRA contributions, the child tax credit, education tax credits, and student loan interest deductions. Postponing income also may be desirable for taxpayers who anticipate being in a lower tax bracket next year due to changed financial circumstances. However, in some cases, it may pay to accelerate income into 2024, for example, if you expect to be in a higher tax bracket next year. Contribute as much as you can to your retirement account, such as a 401k plan or IRA, which can reduce your taxable income. High-income individuals must be careful of the 3.8% net investment income tax, NIIT, on certain unearned income. The surtax is 3.8% of the lesser of 1. Net investment income, NII, or 2. The excess of modified AGI, MAGI, over a threshold amount. That amount is $250,000 for joint filers or surviving spouses, $125,000 for married individuals filing separately, and $200,000 for others. As your end nears, the approach taken to minimize or eliminate the 3.8% surtax depends on your estimated MAGI and NII for the year. Keep in mind that NII doesn't include distributions from IRAs or most retirement plans. Sell investments that are underperforming to offset gains from other assets. If you're age 73 or older, take required minimum distributions from retirement accounts to avoid penalties. Spend any remaining money in a tax-advantaged flexible spending account before December 31st because the account may have a use-it-or-lose-it feature. It could be advantageous to arrange with your employer to defer, until early 2025, a bonus that may be coming your way. If you're age 70 and a half or older by the end of 2024, consider making 2024 charitable donations via qualified charitable distributions from a traditional IRA, especially if you don't itemize deductions. These distributions are made directly to charities from your IRA and the contribution amount isn't included in your gross income or deductible on your return. Make gifts sheltered by the annual gift tax exclusion before year end. In 2024, the exclusion applies to gifts of up to $18,000 made to each recipient. These transfers may save your family taxes if income-earning property is given to relatives in lower income tax brackets who aren't subject to the kiddie tax. These are just some of the year-end strategies that may help reduce your taxes. Reach out to us to tailor a plan that works best for you.